MCSA Broadcasting presents Connie and Carla, voiced by Charlotte Strevens on behalf of MCS Agency. In deep space, the Earth is gradually lit up by the rays of the sun. The words universal curve around the Earth. Spyglass Entertainment. The silhouette of a man stands on the water's edge looking through a spyglass. A spotlight shines on some glittery front-of-house curtains. Universal Pictures and Spyglass Entertainment presents Connie and Carla with Nia Vardalos and Toni Collette.
Check it out. Look at those two losers.
Hi, everyone. We're Connie.
And Carla.
A Birnbaum Barber production. Two pretty teenage girls prepare to perform their song.
Good crap.
Connie, are you sure we should?
Don't forget the harmony in the second verse, okay?
Okay.
This is going to work, Carla. You just have to stick to my plan.
Right, the plan.
We're gonna be huge.
Huge.
Connie switches on the tape recorder. In unison, they raise their cowboy hats into the air.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
The other kids snigger at them. Now grown up, they're performing in Chicago's O'Hare Airport Lounge.
Oklahoma, every night, my honey, lamb and I, we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. Oklahoma.
No one is taking any notice of these attractive women. People get up and leave.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
A lady at a table is asleep, mouth open.
They say you are.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, are you near me? Papa, how I miss you.
The prop is very visibly pushed on stage for them. They take the candle and blow it out.
Thank you. You've been a great crowd.
All of you.
United Airlines Flight 683 to Dallas-Fort Worth is now boarding.
As the girls change costume, there are now two bemused people left. Girls are now having lunch in a diner with two regular guys.
And the greatest thing about that car show is you can sit in any car you want for as long as you want.
Yeah, I remember that from last year.
Cut it out, Al.
You know, Carla, me and Al just got this new job. We're loading stuff in this warehouse. It's great.
Oh, that's great.
What's your problem?
I'm trying to eat, okay? What are you doing here anyway? I told you we broke up.
Again?
Let's go, Carla.
Where are you going?
Mikey, the second show.
Yeah, Mikey, the second show. Have some respect. You realize we're in the presence of the great waitresses.
I'll shut it.
No, you shut it, Connie. You're in a stupid show. You're like sad, you know? After all these years, just face the fact it's not going to happen and give up.
What?
What's your problem? What is wrong with you? Why can't you just be normal?
Al, I only have one life. I want it to be a happy one. Let's get out of here. Come on, Carla. Carla, please. Let's go.
You're a dreamer, Connie. Wake up.
Reluctantly, Carla follows. In the club...
I told you that layover from Madison would bring people in.
Connie! Carla!
Oh, we're going to be able to pay you back soon, Frank.
Frank, we needed more wigs than we thought, and we have to do some advertising.
Good show.
Oh.
You girls are great. I got to go see about delivery.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Frank.
Hey, Frank. Rudy's looking for you.
The barman goes back behind the bar. Frank looks worried and, seeing Carla's bag lying on the bar stool, hides a bulky brown package inside it.
Carla, dinner theater will be so in again.
Yeah, Debbie Reynolds definitely knew what she was doing.
Debbie Reynolds? Darling.
Darling.
Chins up, boobs out.
It's showtime.
Oh,
actually, the show's over. Sorry.
If you're flying through, come back in a month when the show will be huge.
Huge.
We're Connie.
And Carla.
Do you like musicals?
Stop talking, strange women.
And I can tell by your lovely accent you're a visitor to this country. And welcome.
Where is Fettman?
He has a gland problem.
The stranger pins both girls' heads to the bar.
Where's Frank?
The barman reappears.
He just left, Rudy.
Where does he park?
On the rooftop.
Tibor, let's go.
Nice to meet you. Connie, Carla.
Tibor releases them. The girls stare after him as he walks away.
We gotta warn Frank.
Up on the roof car park, Tibor threatens Frank.
Shipping is short. Again!
I didn't take anything, Rudy.
You were the only one who handled the transport. So now I have to kill you.
Let's go get security.
Okay, I don't want to do it.
Look.
The girls who are hiding see a police car approach.
Just in time.
No. Please, freeze!
Officer! Look, these guys are big-time coke dealers. You take me in, I'll tell you anything you want to know, okay? I left the stuff back at the Traveler's Lounge with some girls. You just go ask for Connie and Carla. Connie and Carla.
The girls exchange puzzled looks. First, the police officer points the gun at Rudy, then switches around and gives it to him. Rudy shoots.
Connie and Carla!
Carla screams the longest. The girls now run for their lives through the parking lot to their car. Rudy and Tibor give chase, shooting when they can.
Are you prostitutes?
We'll call you!
Okay.
In disguise, the girls get into the car.
What is that?
What are you doing here?
Your mom's called. Where are you going?
We're going away for a while.
Yeah, no, I get it. Last week, you supposedly break up with me. Now you pretend you're leaving and I'm supposed to propose. You want us to marry you.
What are you talking about? We're not even pre-engaged.
Mikey, if you want to propose, I'm ready.
Oh, Mikey, don't get trapped. We've been dating other girls anyway.
Yeah, we've... What?
Carla's happy face crumples.
Drive, Thelma, drive!
They drive off into the night. Mikey sadly watches them go. Rudy looks out at the city lights from his warehouse. He turns to face Tibor.
What do you got? Sputnik, you can't find two stupid women who have my kilo and saw me blow someone's head off?
A stooge appears.
This is all that was there.
He gives Tibor Connie's bag and Rudy the girl's publicity poster.
Business contacts. Old Town Dinner Theater, St. Louis. Lincoln House Dinner Theater, Kansas City. Balcony Dinner Theater.
They've left town.
Wait, where's my work tote? Oh, God! I think you left it!
Oh, great! Now those guys know everything about us.
You don't have a home address in there, do you?
No. We should just go to the police.
A cop shot poor Frank!
Just let me think, all right? I'm trying to make up a new plan. Where can we go?
New York? New York's too obvious.
Florida?
They can't hide.
We can't hide!
We gotta go someplace where we can just blend in. Somewhere where they never look for us because there's no theater, no musical theater, no dinner theater, no culture at all. Los Angeles.
Whilst driving, they eat. Carla licks her fingers. Connie has food smeared on her mouth.
We could be LA girls now. We should work out.
Good one. Thank you. I have a tissue.
Connie wipes her mouth. Carla finds the package.
What's this? I don't know.
She rips it open. The car is filled with white powder.
I can't see!
Oh, it tastes really funny!
Don't inhale! Spit it out!
Stop breathing!
Where'd you get that?
I didn't get it!
Carla! It was in your bag!
white cloud puffs out of the back of a car. It's morning. They've stopped. A tractor passes them.
We've been rehearsing a lot. He's got that new job. What if he doesn't even have a new job? What if he's found somebody else? Yeah, that's it. I think Mikey cheated on me because I was always working nights. It's not his fault. It's probably that waitress at Dodo's Diner, the blonde. She always looks at him funny when she brings him his cheese melt. Hi, Mikey. She makes me sick. She's so sweet. So sweet, like the devil in Devil's Food Cake. She makes me want to puke. She makes me want to vomit.
It's okay, Carla. It's okay. We deserve better, though, that's for sure.
You know what? No more time for losers, Carla.
When one door closes, another door opens.
Yeah, life is like a patio door. You never know which side is going to be open.
Mm-hmm. And you walk into the glass.
Decisively, Connie drives down the open road. Along Route 66, Kansas. Night and day they pass through cities and mountainous countryside till they reach Hollywood. They drive past the sunny beaches, the Wax Museum, the Walk of Fame, Sunset Boulevard, taking it all in. They end up in West Hollywood. Exploding to space, born
to be wild. They look friendly here.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like it here.
Me too. I got a good feeling about this, Carla.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
It really feels safe here. Oh, drink shot! Oh, Connie, they found us! We're gonna die!
Let me look.
They duck in their seats. Connie peers out.
Oh, we're okay.
It's just builders working.
Oh, cute.
Don't bother, Carla. They're all just Al's and Mikey's with a tan. No more boyfriends for us.
Oh, wait, back up.
Carla notices a furnished apartment for rent. Clutching their luggage, they go inside. Their faces fall at the drab interior.
Where are you?
Are you okay?
You're not okay.
Okay, Mom.
Are you eating?
We're eating, Mom.
Mom, what are you doing for money?
Yeah.
I'm sure they've got jobs.
As prostitutes.
They take a tour bus.
I can't remember a better looking group of tourists, and I mean that. I hope you're ready, because today is the day when all the stars are coming out. So keep your cameras ready, because here we go. Oh, look at that. Another celebrity getting arrested. Kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. Now.
Excuse me, sir. Could we please drive by Debbie Reynolds' house?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not on the tour. Keep your eyes peeled both left and right, because celebrities will just pop out at you at any time.
Sir. Hi. Are there any dinner theaters in town?
Not in this decade. Now.
Sir, isn't there a place where we could sit for dinner and a show?
Yeah, my face.
Connie wanders out from the apartment block onto the street, followed by a handsome man talking on his cell phone.
Hey, it's Jeff. I came by to see you again, but you're not home again. But I'm bound to run into you sometime, right? I'm going to keep trying, so... Anyway, I can't wait to see you. I will talk to you later.
Politely, he opens the door for her to go back inside. She looks at him with interest. They smile.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Carla sees a babysitting ad from the notice board and removes it.
None of these jobs pay real money.
I know.
I'll go make some calls.
Okay.
We'll find something. We're the only salon in Los Angeles that does the Hajiki herbal clay wrap.
You have done wrapping before.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of these salons in France.
Where we're from. Originally.
Oh.
Très bien. Well, you can finish it then. Seal it tightly with ductile sheathing.
Right. Excuse me, Mrs. Morse.
Oh, sure.
Looking a little uneasy, Connie wraps Mrs. Morris's herbal-wrapped leg in cling film. Mrs. Morris breaks away from them and goes into the steam room.
Is that too tight?
No. This is good. It'll help squish out all that water I've been retaining. 15 pounds to go.
No, Mrs. Morris, you're thin.
No, I'm not.
You are, really.
No. Oh, can't even get my butt through this door.
Hello? The I Hate My Body salon, may I help you? Hello? 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 Oh, they're gone.
horrified, the girls look at Mrs. Morris.
Mrs. Morris, are you okay?
Well, the girl said it's the new look.
Straw hair and beige lipstick?
Well, it's the new California look, right?
Yeah, for dead Californians. Don't be sad. We can help you.
They reapply her makeup, transforming her. The manager sees them doing this.
I love it.
You're fired.
On the street, they eat junk food.
No, we don't have any money for rent. This is so hard. I miss Mikey. Poor friend is dead. When they find us, we're dead too. Oh, what are you doing?
We need to get drunk.
What?
Knocking back the shots, the girls are dancing with two muscular guys in a nightclub. The sight of two attractive men openly kissing stops them dead in their tracks, shocked. The lights dim, and a trio of women in fantastic makeup, big hair, and glittery cat suits begin their act on stage. Connie and Carla realize, looking around, that everybody is dressed in drag.
Yes, Mary? Did you hear? They're moving their act to Vegas.
Wow.
This is it. If we could do our act here, I could die happy.
Can anyone audition?
Yes, I can. We're going to get the job.
Now, don't get your hopes up, sweetie. It's an audition. We have to practice tomorrow.
Ooh! I know what we're going to wear.
The trio are very slick, very together with great moves. Whispering in Carla's ear, Connie points at the trio.
Are you crazy? Why not? Because we're women. No one needs to know that. No way, Connie, no way.
Ready? Smile.
Now in drag themselves, false eyelashes, big hair and lips, Connie and Carla return to the club and approach the manager with attitude.
Mary, we heard you're looking for a new act.
That's right, Mr.
Mary. Doll, stop praying. You're looking at the second coming.
Sign in. Go backstage. You're on last.
God, I'm beautiful.
I didn't find that, though. Oh, really?
Have your tapes.
Here you go, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, here.
Backstage, the dressing room is full of queens getting ready.
All right, try this.
Girl, what you wear in your prom dress? Girl, what you wear in your prom dress for?
Better?
Mm-hmm.
What about our voices? Way too high to be guys.
Yeah, see, this is going to lower the key.
Connie stretches the tape in the cassette.
Don't forget to adjust on the harmony. Okay. Carla, come on, throw your shoulders back. Have some attitude.
Oh, it hurts. These tight tops make us so flat.
Right, we look just like them. Except they have these.
Connie stuffs socks down their bra fronts.
Ellen, Mike, you were right. We are dreamers. That audience is going to see straight through us, and it could get ugly.
Carla, for one night, we get to sing again. Come on, chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
They bump boobs at each other.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Standing in the wings, the girls watch a terrible routine going on. It's so bad that the duo even fall over. They end up in a heap on the floor. The audience looks bored and unimpressed.
I'll be got a big hand for our very own
Peaches and cream.
That's not what he was hitting me with, that duster.
I loved it.
You were better than me.
All right, our next act is in town from Winnipeg.
They're new, so be nice.
You didn't tell them our real names. I took care of it.
All right, please welcome Al and Mikey.
Wearing slinky mesh bodies, corsets, leopard print scarves, and feather headbands, Carla nervously goes on stage. Taking one look at the audience as the curtain opens, she runs terrified back into the wings.
Oh, cabaret, original. Wait, it's Liza, again.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Taking a deep breath, Connie then stiffly walks out onto the stage.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay.
She makes an impact on the audience.
Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away.
Is she sick?
Yes, he is. Hold me fast. I'll be home at last.
Carla joins her.
Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds are in my favor, something's bound to be gay.
The Queen's looking credulous. No one moves or does anything. Looking uncomfortable, the girls turn to leave.
Run!
The audience erupts. The girls grin with relief.
Thank you.
We're Connie!
And Carla.
Who can't say no? I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go. Just when I ought to say, don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Wearing glittery scarves and huge flowers in their hair, the girls go through their routine. The audience join in.
Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise, don't keep your distance.
The audience is standing with their arms raised, which they slowly lower and then sit back down. Elated, Connie and Carla run off stage into the dressing room.
Where the hell did you queens come from?
The Evita stuff made me tingle.
The Evita stuff made me tingle. Wednesdays and Sundays, 200 a week.
300 a week and 10% of the door.
No way. Okay, fine.
One of the queens kisses him.
Congratulations, you guys are fabulous.
Thanks, thank you.
Come on, Toto.
The manager stands there with lipstick on his forehead.
Having trouble making ends meet, not the first time.
may not be able to pay you that much.
That's okay.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, Connie and Carla.
He rubs the imprint off as he leaves.
They all know our real names.
Who cares? We're in! Oh, my God, we're in! Oh, Carla, we're in! We're in! Okay.
At the Performers' Dinner Theatre, packed with old-age pensioners, Tibor stands at the bar, munching, watching the show.
Hello?
Tibor, what are you doing? Are they there or what?
No, really, they're not here. Hey, what about tracing the license plate?
What about tracing the license plate? If you write it down, you idiot!
You'll be lost. You'll be so, so sorry when I'm gone. Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, myrrh for your hot forehead.
Oh,
then you'll feel everything's all right.
Yes, everything's fine.
Close your eyes, and relax, because everything's fine.
You've been great. You've been real.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Carla goes to leave, but Connie remains on stage.
You know, it's hard to meet a guy in this town, let alone in Nazareth. Hey, Carla, I feel sorry for Mary Magdalene.
Oh, why is that, Connie?
Ah, you know, she finally decides to mend her ways, go on a straight path, and she falls for this guy, 33 years old, still living at home with his mother, who's never going to accept a shiksa with a pass for a daughter-in-law.
Well, I love it. I feel like I can finally say what I think.
I know. When we were doing the show in Chicago and you would say, you know, dirty stuff, I could feel the audience going, oh, no, don't do that. Where's my dessert? But now, dressed like a guy,
we can say anything we want.
But with L.A. men, the bulge in their pants is a cell phone.
Connie singles out a woman in the audience.
All right, that's it. I have not seen you laugh once tonight. Can you not see how fabulous we are?
I love the show.
Mary, that is scary. Your face doesn't move when you talk.
Oh, Botox.
Cow poison? Oh, no. How many of you deaden your wrinkles with that crap?
Hands are raised.
Four, huh? Five?
Oh, come on, be honest.
Fingers are pointed.
Yeah. Boys and girls, God put us on this earth to have a laugh, hence the term laugh lines. That's what it looks like. Do yourselves a favor. Let your eyes crinkle, let your skin wrinkle. Our lines show that we've lived. If he doesn't love you when you look like a map, tell him to hit the road!
The audience nod in agreement.
Well, good one. What you got there, Carla?
Well, Connie, I do believe it's time for South Pacific Sing-Along!
Wearing turbans and colourful caftans, Carla gives Connie a basket and they both begin throwing items of clothing into the crowd, including a bra.
They're so much fun.
Wish I had the nerve to sing live.
Wish I had the nerve to be that good.
We are such idiots.
Don't be mean to us, just because you look black and white.
Look at how busy we're getting. Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
No more spandex?
No, sweetie.
Well, then what, honey?
If you can't lick them, jump.
Who's getting licked?
The girls remove their caftans and turbans to reveal a large bath towel over a flesh-colored body and bubbly shower cap.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way.
As they two-step through the routine, the stage is filled with bubbles.
We are genius!
Back in the flat, the girls are being domestic.
Do you know where the scissors are?
I think they're in the kitchen in the third drawer.
Okay.
Connie peeps through the spy hole.
I spy your little eye.
The bartender from downstairs.
Hello? I can hear you. Put that on. Put it on. What's going on in there? You can't say I?
To disguise themselves, the girls put on wigs, house coats, and face packs.
How you doing? What's going on?
Welcome, wagon.
We live on the top floor. Hi.
Oh, dear. Girlfriends need a decorator.
Holding a cake and a pot plant, they see the drab interior and brighten it up with accessories and a velvet throw.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Brian. My stage name's Patty Mel.
By day, I'm Robert. And this is my roommate, Lee. By night, we're a duo act. Peaches and cream.
I hate our name.
I think it's beautiful.
That's because you're the peaches part. I'm in cream. My name is in cream. What does that even mean?
That's really nice.
Fabulous.
Sitting on the sofa, the guys perform a little ritual, lighting a candle and holding their hands under their breasts.
All queens rise.
O blessed St. Mary of drag queens, please grant your never humble servants and our new friends with grace, jewels, and support hosts.
Gay men.
Gay men.
And bless me with a new name.
Hello? I don't even have a drag name.
Why not? Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I'm new, so I can't name myself.
You want them cream?
No, thanks.
Rosemary Chicken.
Ah.
Mary Queen of Shots?
Mm-mm.
Estee Lauder, Harder, Foster?
What?
Ooh, can I borrow this?
Hey, what time is it?
Five-ish?
Yeah, the show. We have to shave everything.
You're so lucky to be paid to perform.
Sorry, what's that? Excuse me?
What?
Perform.
Look, there are very few paying drag gigs in this town, and I have to bartend at the handlebar, and frankly, it's beneath me, so here it is. Have you ever thought about adding a few fabulous friends to your show?
If you need some great new choreography, I know some fabulous new dance
I'm great
steps.
With wigs.
I can sew a dress in 3 hours.
I'll lend you my jewels.
Call us. We could use the buck.
We'll give it some thought.
Oh, great! Excellent. Mwah. Come on, you guys. Mwah. Let's go clean our apartment.
For your brother.
You invited him over.
Are you drunk?
A little.
You know, Robert left home when he was just 16.
Ryan!
Well, I'm glad I don't have a straight brother.
Now, we must be prejudiced. Straights are people, too.
The girls collapse against the door with relief. The playbill outside the club says, what a drag, pun intended. Doors open at 10. The girls take a peek at the queue.
Look at all the people, Carla.
Their door slams behind them. Backstage, pulling on stockings, wearing jewellery, velvet corsets and platinum blonde wigs, on they go.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade?
As the show runs, the house gets fuller and fuller till it's packed.
I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out.
Your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it. Hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a drummer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer.
Girls revel in the applause. The next day up in the flat, Carla is making a new fringe waistcoat. When she twirls around, the glass beads fly off in all directions.
That looks great.
Glamorizing our new look a bit.
I mean, you know, under the lights, these could be great, especially on turns.
These could be dangerous!
Aw.
What?
It's just, it's great to see you happy. Come on, admit it, you do love the show.
Yeah, it's a drag. Pun intended.
Hey, my plan worked.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about how well known we're getting.
Only in West Hollywood.
And I miss...
Don't say Mikey! boys. I miss boys who like to kiss girls.
Well, forget it, okay? Because we have no time for losers and we can't blow our cover.
Next evening in the club, Robert is standing behind the bar, buttoning up his shirt.
Yeah, I lost you.
Robert, you all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm just going to go meet my brother for the first time in 106 years.
Did you have a fight?
No. Look, I haven't had any contact with my family in a long time. My choice. 6 months ago, I got a little sentimental watching TV. Hallmark commercials. So I send my grandma a birthday card with my return address label on it. So then my brother starts coming around, starts leaving me messages. Hey, let's be brothers again.
You don't want a brother?
He's just gonna hate me.
No, he won't. Does he know you dress with style?
Yeah, I told him on the phone. I figured I'd go without the ball gown, just to ease him into things.
Pulling on his leather jacket and his wig, Connie straightens out Rob's collar.
There you go. Blue's your best color.
Thanks, sweetie.
Robert sees his brother waiting inside the restaurant and almost changes his mind about going in. Plucking up his courage, he walks in and approaches the table. His brother looks up and smiles, shakes his hand, then gestures for Robert to join him. His brother seems unsure about how to begin. Robert waits for him to speak, then starts to look uncomfortable.
Well, this was a mistake.
Robert changes his mind and leaves. Remaining seated at the table, his brother puts his head in his hands. At another dinner theatre, Mame is playing. Tibor sits at a table talking into his cell phone.
Oh, Rudy! It's Tibor.
What do you got?
I'm in St. Louis. They're not here.
Hey, I'm down at Kilo, and I'm up to witnesses. Find them!
Putting down the phone, Tibor sways in time with the song. Outside a flower shop in the morning, Robert sees his brother playing peek-a-boo in between the bouquets.
Oh, for God's sake, what?
What?
What are you doing? Following me? Watching every move I make?
No, I'm not watching you. I just thought it would be fun to hang out.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Why not?
Grow up.
You grow up.
You grow up.
Make me.
They smile at their childishness.
Well, at least do some shopping yourself. Please.
Mom likes irises, too.
Save it for Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Hi, Mrs. Phillips.
Hi, Mrs. Phillips. You know, Robert, I thought it would be nice to spend a beautiful Saturday together.
Why this sudden interest in me after all this time?
Well, for a long time, I couldn't find you, remember? And I think I'm going to marry someone. And if that's going to happen, I want you to be there.
Rob looks thoughtfully at Jeff.
Come on. I need cheese.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh. That's my girlfriend.
Take it. I'll see if they're home.
Bonjour, my queen. C'est moi. Hello.
Dark, sorry.
The girls are not in drag. They panic.
I hear running.
Wearing eye masks, they open the door.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Wow. Good luck.
So, how's it going with your brother?
Jeff!
I'll call you later.
Connie recognizes Jeff. He walks in tentatively.
Jeff, these are my girlfriends, the Connie and Carla.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the dollhouse. Want me to condition your hair?
No, I ran a cream rinse through it this morning, so I'm good. So I'll take a rain check. You all work at the handlebar, too?
Oh, yeah, we all work there.
Work? Jeff, these broads have transformed that dive into a legit cabaret. I wish I was in that show. Hint.
All right.
Hint.
We heard you.
Hint.
Back off.
All right, get out. You're going. Let's get out of here.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Brian. This is Paul and Lee.
I'm Robert's best friend.
His what?
Best friend.
He's also my roommate.
Come see my apartment.
No, ours.
Down, girls. Down, 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 down.
Are you hungry? Do you like fish sticks? I make them Filipino style that is just like chicken.
Connie rips off her disguise.
I like him. I saw him before when we were still girls. He was standing out front. We had this moment, Carla. He was nice to me.
What are you talking about?
Right. Why would he ever be attracted to me? I'm a drag queen.
No, you can't blow a cover for some guy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Oh.
In the club, Stanley gives the girls their money.
Thanks.
Have a good show tonight.
Stanley, we want to add some friends to the act. You got to get a food license and expand this place. Here's my plan. We're adding more leg. You got to add some leg room.
What would that cost?
I'll add up some figures. What?
Excuse me. I'll be back.
What are you doing? What? This show is our destiny waiting to happen. Dinner theater.
Can't expand the show. We'll get him more well-known, and then word will travel straight to those killers.
They're not looking for a couple of drag queens.
How do you know what they're looking for? They're serious. They have a lot of connections.
They haven't found us. They're not connected to this world. We're safe. We're drag queens.
Woo!
You're a freak. Yeah. And you're a freak with me.
Tibor stands on Broadway, talking on his cell phone.
No, Rudy, I tell you, I have seen almost everything on Broadway. They're not in it. I saw Gypsy last night. They're not there. I saw Rent, which was surprising to be so poignant with the narrative added to my emotional performances, which bring the audience into the stories. Like,
Intimate story. I'm gonna kill you.
Okay. I have good news. I got a ticket to the matinee of Hairspray. Hello?
5, 6, 7, 8.
At the club, building and rehearsals are in progress.
Charleston, downstage, don't sit up. Let me go.
Carla!
What? He pushed me.
I am a trained dancer.
Connie, Carla, move more like this. Hide all your masculinity.
No one follow me this time. I'm delicate.
All right. Crystal Decanter.
That's not my name.
How about Patty, like me, Patty Cake?
No.
Patio Furniture.
No.
Patty Pooper.
No.
Great. Can we all please dance now?
What's this? Why do you wear a bra during the day?
Lee looks at Connie's breasts.
Well, if you must know, being in drag helps us practice our moves.
Good pulses. What do you use?
None of your beeswax.
He holds them, testing the weight, jiggling them up and down and squeezing them.
Yeah, they're really good. You should all have a feel.
Connie gives Carla a look. The rest of the guys come and give them a try.
Supple. Good.
Oh, yeah, I got.
Back to work.
Okay, then.
Stanley stops the builders.
Whoa. No way. Put it back. No, whoa. I don't have this kind of money.
Stanley, here's my plan. You only have to do 80% capacity, and you'll make your money back within 3 months. All you got to pay out now is the construction. I got it all under control. Sir? We've talked about this.
Yeah. The tables have to be this high.
Right? Right. Why? Stanley, look at me. I'm eating my surf and turf. Oh, watching a terrific show. Eating, watching. Dinner, theater. See? Dinner, theater. Where do you think the whole TV dinner thing came from? Right, Carla?
Yeah. This high.
Carla points to her hip.
Stanley. Come on.
Stanley.
They all persuasively surround him.
I'll get a loan from my mother.
There are six of them now on stage doing the routine.
Life is a cabaret, old
Next day, whilst putting out the garbage, Connie walks smack into Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should watch where I'm going.
That's okay, doll.
He stares at the exaggerated makeup and wig.
I'm Connie. I met you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm here to take Robert out for lunch. Just, you know.
That's nice.
Well, he's my brother. So, get him out. I'm out to lunch.
Well, you're nice.
Well, you're nice, too. You know,
Hello! I'll be right down. What? I have to go to the show after lunch, so I dressed. Is there a problem? Jack?
Robert is in full makeup with wig.
You want to cancel?
No. No, no, no.
I'll be right down.
Oh, boy.
Take him to the tube around the corner. The owner's one of us. People won't stare as much.
Thank you.
Sure. You like my garbage?
A little bit. Anything good in there?
He throws it in the can.
Hey.
Sweet.
Oh. Robert?
Nails.
Robert does not shake Jeff's hand. Connie looks longingly after Jeff before rushing back inside. At another dinner theater, Tibor is now joining in with the audience. His phone rings.
You charmed the hus right out of the corn. Man!
Tibor!
Mama's pizza!
Knock it off! You tell me you found him, right?
Rudy, not yet.
Now come on!
Hey, maybe you put someone at Mexico border to search for that car?
Mexico border, that's a great idea. I'll put somebody at the Canadian border and we can put...
He deliberately cuts the call.
You make them cotton easy to pick. Man, you give my only jewel a big kick. Man, you make that old magnolia tree blossom with the mention of your name. You make me feel alive again. You give me the drive again to make the South alive again, man.
Seeing Jeff drive up outside the apartment, Connie grabs her laundry bag and purposefully runs into him, knocking him down in the hallway.
Oh, Nell.
You okay?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, padding.
Oh.
Yeah. Robert's out having a manicure.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Here.
Connie helps him up.
Want to come over?
What? No. I have something. I got a prior commitment.
No problem.
She retrieves the laundry.
You know, the other day when I said that you were nice, I meant it. You are very nice. I just meant it in a friendly way. You know. I'm not gay.
Neither am I.
What?
Nothing. That's complicated.
I bet. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right.
See ya.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do straight guys drink coffee?
Sitting in the flat, Jeff looks very ill at ease.
How long have you been a drag queen?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I've never known a cross-dressing person before, so...
You know your brother.
Oh, yeah, well, no. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard, but I'm a bit of an optimist.
Me too.
I'm stubborn, you know, I don't give up.
You know, I wasn't always in a successful show, and I had this friend. He told me to give up. He called me a dreamer.
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
Tapping his fingers, he looks at his watch.
I gotta go.
Okay.
I just want to know why you do it. Why you like to dress up, you guys?
Oh...
I'm sorry, that's personal.
No, that's okay. It's kind of like this. It's like dressing how you feel inside. You know? You know what, Jeff? I haven't known your brother for very long, but I think he's happy. We've only got one life.
It's just a little strange that my brother's out getting a manicure right now.
What, haven't you ever had one?
Oh, God, no.
Well, you live in L.A. Everybody gets their backs waxed and things plucked. And...
I don't pluck. I've never been plucked. And I don't do manicures.
Relax your hand.
I'm relaxed.
Wait, look at it. It's like a claw.
Okay, I'm relaxed.
Open.
No polish, though.
Deal.
Jeff submits to the manicure.
And?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, spill it.
All right, but only because we're talking guy to guy.
Right.
I've been seeing this woman.
You got a girlfriend?
Oh, no, I'm going to propose. I mean, we're at that stage where I should make a commitment, but I'm not really sure if we're right for one another. I mean, she doesn't make me laugh.
Oh, you got to get out. You got to pull the cord on that mission. Abort.
That could just be me being afraid to take it to the next level. You know, I had this girlfriend once who told me I had issues about getting too close. I stopped talking to her.
Have you told your girlfriend about Robert?
No.
But you're going to.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, maybe. No. I really gotta go now. This was fun. Never missed a day of work. I work all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's nice just to hang out, you know? Thanks for the manicure. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
He shakes Connie's hand, and she leans dreamily against the door.
How can you eat at a time like this? I can't believe it. Hi.
Huh?
Is there lipstick on my teeth?
No.
Liar.
Let's go.
Backstage, Connie and Carla are adding the finishing touches to their makeup.
Where were you today? You were supposed to meet me. Thought we were going to go shopping.
Carla looks fed up. She delicately eats a piece of cake.
You know, Carla, maybe we should watch our weight a little. And we practically need olive oil to grease the zippers on these costumes.
What? Don't go all L.A. on me, Connie. All these women come to our show and idolize us because as men we have better female self-esteem than they do. Boy, you have some nerve.
All right.
No! I was at that mall all day by myself, Connie. People stared at me. I felt naked. I can't hide out like this much longer. I need to get out of this closet.
Well, you can't.
Stanley stands out front.
Polar Bear walks into a bar and says, I'll have a beer. Bartender says, what's with the big paws? And the Polar Bear says, always had them.
He holds up his palms.
You suck!
You're out of here, Brad. All right, well, please welcome Connie and Carla and the Bells of the Balls.
The curtains open to reveal the guys, bejeweled, mincing on in tight, floor-length, glamorous dresses. Carla does not look happy.
Let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. Let me do a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirit to climb.
They all shimmy in unison.
Let me entertain you.
Packed crowd are appreciative. Carla crossly glares at Connie.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the show. Aren't we all divine? All right, here's the show we have planned for you tonight.
Wait, stop! I have an announcement to make. It's time you all knew.
Carla, don't.
I am an eater! That's
right, ladies and gentlemen, and soon we're going to be a full-service dinner theater. This is what America needs, to eat and watch a show where real women are real women. If you're naturally slim, fine, okay, but come on. Starving ourselves to get thin, no hips, no breasts, until we look just like little boys. Girlfriends, big or small, thin or fat, worship that body. It's the only one you've got.
All the girls in the audience stand and raise their glasses.
Hit it. So,
let me entertain you. And we'll have a real good time. Yes, sir. We'll have a real good time.
In true showgirl style, one by one, they disappear into the wings. As Connie leaves the stage door, she bumps into Jeff again, knocking them both down. He bangs his head. Her bag spills all over the pavement. He picks up a tampon and gives her a quizzical look.
There you go. Thank you. Cotton absorbs.
Connie dabs her lips with the tampon, leaving bits of fluff, which she then removes.
Surprised they don't market it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff looks unconvinced. Connie just smiles attractively.
I'm looking for Robert. His cell phone is off. Is he in there?
No, she's gone. You missed our show.
Oh, I'm not ready to see that yet. No offense about your job.
None taken. It's not like I'm itching to come down and watch you flip burgers.
I'm a financial advisor.
Of course. I can smell the stress on you.
I'm not as uptight as you think I am.
Yes, you are.
In a different nightclub, Connie and Jeff sit at the bar.
Hey, bartender, I'm thirsty.
Hey, why are you different when you're away from all the other drag queens?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's like there's some kind of drag queen code of behavior or something. You know, stripes? Mary, Holy Martha Stewart's prison collection. I got three words for you, Miss Thing. No, 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 and four words. Yesterday. That's ridiculous. What is that?
What was that?
Oh, please don't make me do it again. I think I pulled something. I mean, I want to figure it out. I really do. I mean, are you? What's the thrill? Are you hiding?
Actually, I am hiding.
Yeah?
Some murderers are after me, and I'm hiding out as a drag queen.
Really? Really? I'm asking you really. I'd like to know. I want to figure this whole thing out. I mean, is this the real you, or are you, you know, playing dress-up? You understand? Are you playing dress-up? Or is this the real you?
I don't think you could handle the real me. You'd be all, oh, I want my mommy!
Uh-uh.
It's true.
Uh-uh.
So a real woman doesn't scare you?
No. But Connie, you're not a real woman.
Oh, you'd be surprised, baby. I know your type. You like uptight girls.
That is not true. That is so not true.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I your type?
Sure. Yeah.
You think I'm attractive?
Connie, I've never seen you out of drag, but I have to say that as a broad, you're a real looker.
Ah.
Can I get another one, please?
Connie suddenly leans forward and kisses Jeff full on the lips. He recoils in absolute horror and leaves. Connie realizes she's blown it. In the warehouse, Tibor is talking to Rudy.
I have been to dinner theaters in Idaho, to cabarets in Kansas. I have watched every show in this whole country. Connie and Carla have disappeared.
He empties a bag of souvenirs onto the desk. Rudy takes this all in.
You're just mad because Connie didn't call you. Mikey, get it through that chunk of head of yours. Connie and Carlo, they're gone.
Rudy overhears this.
Hey!
Sorry, Mr. Rudy.
Who are you?
I'm Al. I'm new.
What's your problem? Al?
Hey, Mikey. His girlfriend took off on him, and that's all.
I love a good story. So, where are Connie and Carla?
We don't know. But Mikey says he got a hang-up call last night. Caller ID said area code 323.
Los Angeles.
Oh.
What a story. Listen, you guys are useless to me here like this. What I want you to do is I want you to go out there, and I want you to find your girls.
Are you serious?
And when you do, call me.
He shoves a wad of notes in Al's pocket.
Why?
I gotta know how it ends.
Mr. Rudy.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Rudy then goes up to Tibor.
Follow that idiot.
When Jeff sees Connie waiting outside the apartment, he about turns and walks in the opposite direction.
I already saw you. Hello?
Connie catches up with him.
Wait!
Look, I'm not...
I know you're not.
That was just a big
mistake is what happened. Can't we be friends?
No.
What?
No, we can't. I mean, I don't have time for this. This whole thing, okay? It's not normal.
Jeff gets away from her as quickly as he can. Connie closes her eyes in frustration. Al and Mikey are driving through the city.
Don't you think it's a little bit weird, Mr. Rudy, giving us this cash to come out?
Who cares about me?
Since when?
I'm not sure.
There's some things about Mr. Rudy that might surprise you. I heard some stuff. What'd I do? Did you find a map?
In another car, Tibor is also driving along.
Want a ride?
Carla pulls up alongside Connie. She gets in.
You missed rehearsal this morning.
Ugh, Carla, please. I just got dumped.
What are you talking about? How could I not know? What, the straight guy?
Yeah, but he thinks I'm a guy, so it's over before it even started.
Carla spots Jeff on the sidewalk.
Isn't it Jeff?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Suddenly, Carla understands. Taking the key from the ignition, she thumps and shakes Connie.
It's Jeff!
Why the throat?
Are you crazy? You must be out of your mind!
Carla, your knee is in my coochie! Get off!
Are you sick? Oh. Do you have some kind of death wish? Why would you take a chance on exposing us? He'll talk about it to Robert, then she'll talk. People will talk. Then those guys will find us and kill us.
Your voice is giving me mono. Nothing happened. Back off!
Upset, they glare at each other.
You yelled at me. We're fighting. We never fight. What's happening to us?
We're having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, maybe we're having a delayed reaction to the trauma being shot at, like those guys in Nam.
You can't say Nam, Carla. You weren't in Nam. You have to call it Vietnam.
Shut up, Connie. I can call it what I want.
Oh, God, I kissed Jeff. I kissed Jeff, and I want to kiss him again without my wig.
You can't, Connie. You can't. You did?
Just my luck. I mean, the guy in my dreams, and he's straight. Look at us, we're ridiculous, girl. I can't do this anymore.
Shut up, Connie. We're in this because of you. It was your idea to borrow money for new costumes, even though you knew Frank was a gangster. So because of you, we saw him get killed. And then we got shot at. Shot at with real guns. And that white powder, that was cocaine. You got us mixed up with some real criminals. Murderers. And it was your stupid idea to be drag queens, and now we're in hiding for life as women dressed as men dressed as women. So shut up, shut up, shut up!
Carla grabs Connie by the chin.
Connie, you've been weird. Cut it out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Girls, we need help!
Peaches and Jeff are fighting.
Let's go.
Come on.
You won't even go inside. You won't dare to look at the show. I've asked you, and you won't do it.
Robert, I've invested days and energy in this relationship. I'm trying. But you got to give me a break. It's hard for me to see you like this.
You can't pick and choose the parts of me that don't make you sick to your stomach. You can't have half a relationship with me, Jeff.
A slim brunette appears at Jeff's side.
Jeff?
Oh, my God. What are you doing here? It's not what you think.
Jeff, I can see that. So this is what you've been up to?
No.
Sneaking around when you said you were working?
That's his girlfriend.
I thought you were seeing other women.
No, Mary.
Her name is Mary?
Jeff. Introduce me to your girlfriend.
Jeff and Mary both stare at Robert.
Mary? This is Robert. My brother.
Robert smiles at her. She looks him up and down.
Okay, we're gonna give you guys some privacy.
The guys all turn away.
Jeff, freaks.
They turn back at this remark. It stops them dead. Lee has to be restrained. Robert looks hurt. Disappointed, they all look at Jeff, who is embarrassed, and Mary, who shakes her head and walks off. Connie looks tearful, while a disbelieving Robert is guided back inside. Jeff is left alone on the pavement. Troubled, Jeff just sits in his car.
He's fine. Everything's all right. Let's just leave her alone.
Maybe just a glass of water?
My heart's pounding. I thought she was going to kill that girl.
The one who should watch out is that Jeff. I'm going to knock him into next week. I swear to God.
They all look up when Connie sighs. She looks at her sad face in the mirror. Carla joins her side.
Out. You know? Yeah.
Christ.
On the sofa, Robert wipes his eyes with a hanky and is comforted by the guys.
Let's eat.
He wouldn't stop asking me questions. It was like I was Professor Crossdresser or something. Like he says, why are you called drag queens? Nobody's being dragged. You're not dragging anything.
Well, it comes from Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah, he'd write, so-and-so enters, and in the margin, he'd put the initials D-R-A-G. So-and-so enters, dressed as girl.
Drag! Okay, Shakespeare. How about Ophelia up?
No.
Wander the countryside.
It's not me.
The boy, the talent.
Stop it.
In full drag, they walk down the street.
What are you looking over here for? That's your side. Turn around, look over there.
They walk right in front of Al and Mikey, who are driving past.
Come by later if you want to talk.
Oh, sweetie. I am all talked out. Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I got guy problems.
Oh, sweet.
Come on.
A local TV reporter is outside.
Welcome to What's Up, LA, a dinner theater that's full of drag queens. Holy stockings! Gorgeous ice cream. Connie and Carla, there you are. If you could just see our spot, this is a big hit here in West Hollywood. Just tell us about something. Don't be shy. You made a big splash.
It's just a local station.
Our viewers are dying to know you.
Okay.
Connie and Carla, what makes you the best drag queens ever?
Honey, we do our own singing. No lip-syncing for us, Toots. We do all your favorite show tunes wrapped in a delicious dinner.
Al and Mikey watch TV.
It's a big mistake. We have been flirting with disaster ever since we went on that stage.
Carla!
What are you doing here?
What the hell is going on?
How did you find us?
Carla, how come you're a guy now?
Connie, I think a lot of people just saw that.
Yeah, but it's local news. There's no way that Russian or Rudy guy saw it.
Mr. Rudy, our boss.
You work for Rudy?
He sent us to find you.
What
the hell?
Okay, you just tell Rudy that we want to live. We're not going to tell anybody that he killed poor Frank.
Wait, he killed Frank?
You should listen to some of the guys once in a while.
Al, we saw him kill poor Frank to death.
What happened?
Rudy knows you're in L.A. We gotta get out of town.
We can't. The official dinner theater opening is tomorrow night. We can't let everybody down. They're depending on us. We can't do that to Stanley.
Why'd you cheat on me, Mikey?
I didn't, Carla. Ever. Now, Al just made that up because he was mad at Connie. Now, come on, Carla. Don't go be a guy.
No, you don't understand, Mikey. I like doing the show. I'm good at it. I like being Carla and Connie.
Connie and Carla.
Yeah, how come your name's always first?
It sounds better. We talked about
this. This is serious.
We know.
So let's go already.
All right, hold on. I need time to think. Your voice is giving me shingles.
We need time. Connie's gonna make a plan.
I'm gonna make a plan.
She's gonna make a plan. Fine. Call us at this motel room 209 first thing in the morning.
You wanna stay over?
Yeah. Mikey.
Carla, let's go. Carla.
Connie, did you miss me?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Tibor overhears.
Rudy, I find them.
Jeff knocks at Robert's door.
I'm an ass. I should have seen your show. I should have told my girlfriend about you. I should have just loved you and accepted you and been okay with the fact that you wear dresses. I'm sorry, Robbie.
Without saying a word, Robert lets him in.
It's just that when you left home, it was hard on me. I was 12 years old. I wake up one morning and you're just gone. You didn't call me. You never even wrote to me.
I got kicked out.
Jeff is speechless.
What? No.
Mom and Dad kicked me out. They found my bra. You thought I left.
Yeah. Whatever happened, Mom regrets it.
She does.
Oh, yeah. Dad, too.
Oh.
No, they want to see you.
Jeff, for the first time in my life, I like who I am.
I get it. I want to be part of your life.
Robert mulls this over.
I'll say hi to Mom and Dad for you. And Grandma, too.
Okay.
Before he leaves, Jeff affectionately embraces Rob and kisses his neck. Robert becomes tearful, which he tries to hide.
Just a heads up, my roommate in Cream is on a tear to kick your ass.
And Cream, tell him to bring it.
Make a joke. I warned you.
Thanks for the warning.
Go.
Jeff knocks on Connie's door.
Hi.
Robert's not here.
Oh yeah, I know. I just came from up there. Uh-huh. About the other night, I wanted to.
Yeah. How's Mary?
Well, we talked about things for hours. It's not good. I mean, the relationship, it's just... We broke up, so...
Oh.
I wanted to apologize to you. You're not freaks. You're not a freak. I hated seeing you hurt.
Thanks, Jeff.
I have fun when I'm with you. Well, all of you, you know. It's just I'm not...
I know, you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The unspoken attraction between them is still there.
Bye.
Bye.
Connie thoughtfully closes the door as Jeff walks away. In the motel, Al and Mikey are packing.
Mikey, Connie and Carla will call.
I know.
Hi, room 209.
Hello?
Hi, Al.
Connie.
Listen, we're coming.
Mikey, talk to this guy. Rudy's on his way.
What?
He's gonna kill us all. We gotta get out of here.
Okay, bye. Mikey, just talk to a guy from work. Rudy's on his way to LA. We gotta go.
No.
Carla, we're gonna die. I am so sorry for dragging you into this mess.
I love this mess.
Thank you for dragging me. Pun intended. Listen, who says they're gonna find us in this big city anyway?
Would they be looking for a couple of queens?
Here's my plan. We launch the show, we stay for one night. The audience sees how great the guys are and they come back. And Stanley doesn't lose any money.
That's a good plan.
I know.
One night.
Understandingly, Carla nods.
One last show. Okay.
Okay.
Tearfully, they hug each other. A visitor walks in.
So I've been thinking. We should have the guys enter from the back of the house on Good Morning Starshine.
Oh, honey. If you're going to enter from the house, you've got to do it on 76 trombones.
Oh, Debbie!
Hello there. Hello there. Somebody put a letter in my mailbox.
I saw your house on the story map.
You know, you've got a pretty hot idea here, a dinner theater.
Will you please be in our show?
Yeah, will you please be in our show? We open tonight, so there's not a lot of time to rehearse. Oh, honey, I've got sheet music and gorgeous gowns and a good underwire bra. I could go on now. So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
Outside the theater, the queue for tickets is very long. Mikey is across the street watching. He drinks a beer from a paper bag before drunkenly stumbling away. Inside the theater, Stanley, holding a microphone, is in front of the curtain in spotlight.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the official opening of Stanley's Dinner Theater.
He breaks down and can't continue for a minute. The packed crowd sitting at tables are sympathetic.
And now please say hello to the Bells of the Balls and the one, the only, Connie and Carla.
One by one, the guys reveal their sparkly knickers under their short skirts.
Oh, sit back, sweet.
It's just us.
And we got a show for you.
I hope you brought a change of panties, cause
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. Always say, come on, let's go. Just when I order, say next.
They smack their own bottoms.
When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack, smack,
smack.
But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss a man.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Ms. Debbie.
Posing on top of the piano. Some of the crowd are overwhelmed.
There are worse things I could do.
Do what?
Then go with a boy or two.
Do what?
Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and
she's
no good. I suppose it could be true, but there's worse things I could do.
What?
Sitting on a swing, Mikey cuddles a kitten.
All alone in the moonlight, I can smile at the old days.
Police! Drop the cat!
On your knees, hands in the air.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. We did what we had.
As the girls take a bow, T-Bar and Rudy calmly saunter in at the back and join in the clapping. As the girls rise and see them, they're paralyzed with fear. Rudy mimics shooting them. The girls stand on stage wondering what to do. The band notice something is wrong and cues the next number. The guys dance through the audience. The girls slowly sidle into the wings.
Good morning, sunshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Frantic, the girls dance back on stage. Rudy is waiting on the other side. Debbie makes her second appearance. The crowd go wild. During the routine, Tibor joins the lineup on stage trying to grab the girls who run off into the wings. Rudy and Tibor begin to strangle them.
Okay.
You've got something that's right.
You killed poor Frank.
You did.
Let him go, Mr. Rudy.
Get lost.
Mikey throws a fire extinguisher. It hits him instead.
Let's go, ladies.
Hearing the kerfuffle, Stanley appears and pushes them all onto the stage where they fall in a heap.
Debbie. I loved you in What's the Matter with Helen.
A slapstick fight ensues. Stanley tries to strangle Tibor. Rudy is grabbed by the leg, his arm wrestled and bitten. The audience thinks it's all part of the act. Paul grabs Tibor by the face and plants a huge kiss on his lips before punching him out cold. The audience love it. Rudy shoots his gun into the air and points it at Connie whilst dragging her and Carla off stage. On one side are all the guys. On the other, the girls held captive. In unison, the girls fight back. Rudy and Tibor get hit in the groin and punched in the jaw. They're overpowered by everyone and held down center stage. Al and Mikey and the police rush in.
You guys are back!
Police! Everybody freeze!
The policeman points his gun at the stage. Everybody freezes.
Thanks, Al. You did good.
No problem.
Hey, go.
Good show.
Thanks.
Hey, you need a baritone?
Yeah, call us when you get out.
Rudy and Tibor are cuffed and led away. Robert responds to the audience and takes a bow.
Okay, on with the show. Mame, top of corn.
They all find their places. Debbie sits in the audience.
Hey, what the hell was that all about?
The Guys and Dolls tribute?
Oh, save it, Mary. What just happened?
Come on, Connie. Let's tell him the truth. No more lies.
Nervously, the girls face the audience, who wait expectantly.
I'm sure you're all wondering what the cops and...
First we owed some money, and then we saw something, and we've been hiding for a while, pretending to be something that we're not.
Robert and the guys listen with interest.
Hey, who saw Yentl?
Three quarters of the audience raise their hands.
So Barbara Streisand wants to study the Talmud, right? But she can't because she's a woman, so she pretends to be a man... And, one thing leads to the next, and before you know it,
Everybody believes that she's a man, so she has to keep lying. Even though she wants to stop, she can't, because she has to keep lying to people that she cares about. You know, that have been really kind. Look.
We're women.
The audience don't believe them.
No, you don't get it. We're women.
In desperation, the girls rip open their bodices. The audience recoil in shock. Some hide their eyes. Robert titters. One is sick, and one of the musicians wins a bet.
We're sorry we lied. We're so sorry.
They pull off their wigs and leave the stage.
Let's go back to Chicago. Patio door is shut and our hair is caught.
I know.
Excuse me! Excuse me! Hello?
They turn back to see who's called out.
Didn't you used to work at the slimming salon?
Yes. Mrs. Morse?
She's standing in the audience.
Well, I don't care what you are. You always made me feel beautiful.
But we thought you were men, and you're not really men.
Oh, honey, who is anymore?
As the heckler sits back down, Jeff quietly comes in at the back.
I thought something was up.
Me too.
No, you didn't.
Girls, in an art form based on being true to one's real self, welcome to your outing.
Jeff walks down to the front of the stage.
Jeff?
Connie?
Oh, great. More drama.
You came to my show.
I love show tunes.
Hey, everybody, this is my brother, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff!
A few of the audience wave at him.
You look different.
Jeff, I'm a woman.
It's an authentic look, yeah, but...
No, I mean, I'm female. We're girls. We were faking it. It's this long story.
Connie, please, we've been over that.
Really?
Robert affirms this by nodding his head.
Really? Really?
Yes!
Well, I could get used to that.
Jeff is the guy?
Yeah.
You're the guy! Well, get up here and kiss her, you fool!
The audience encouraged Jeff. He slowly walks up to Connie and, smiling, gives her a very long, smouldering kiss. Everyone grins from ear to ear.
Ooh, the finale!
What?
The finale!
Oh. Al and Mikey watch from the bar.
There is nothing like a day. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name.
Now, gorgeous females, they slink across the stage.
Carla's a big star now. And I'm her boyfriend.
Nothing acts like a day, or attracts like a day. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here. I can't be cured by putting him near a girl.
Stanley sobs. As they all line up for the curtain call, the front of house curtains swish to a close and the spotlight slowly dims. The end.